Good morning. One person is confirmed to have died and seven were still missing yesterday after the Maritime Rescue Services rescued 43 migrants from sub-Saharan African countries from an inflatable dinghy off the coast of Lanzarote. The dinghy, carrying 30 men, 10 women and 2 children, was located by the rescue vessel 37 kilometres east of the island. A lifeless body was also recovered from the dinghy, and the Red Cross reports that 7 people who fell into the sea are still missing. This year alone, Maritime Rescue had already saved 10 boats carrying almost 500 migrants who attempted to make the hazardous crossing from the northwest coast of Africa to Lanzarote. Yesterday morning, they rescued another dinghy carrying 64 people off the south coast of Gran Canaria. Meanwhile, a man from Morocco who tried to smuggle 15 men out of the United Kingdom but back to Spain has been jailed for people smuggling. According to a report provided by Info Migrants, the man was stopped by the French police on January 31st in the coastal city of Dunkirk. The man, who had worked as a taxi driver in London, was attempting to smuggle the migrants originally from Morocco back out of the United Kingdom through France. The migrants told the smuggler they didn't like Britain and planned to travel to Spain instead. The Castilla-La Mancha region has placed sheep and goat farms in 4 of its 5 provinces under quarantine to curb an outbreak of smallpox affecting the animals. The measure prevents animals from leaving farms unless they're being taken for slaughter. The order won't disrupt milk deliveries to cheese factories in the area. Last year, Castilla-La Mancha allocated €4 million in aid to affected farmers and is now preparing additional measures to support them. The quarantine order affects 6,000 farms and around 3.5 million sheep and has already led to the culling of around 40,000 animals. And the government yesterday pledged stronger action against cybercrime, saying it has come to account for about a fifth of all offences. The Interior Minister, Fernando Grande Malasca, said police will be given additional staff, funding and resources to address online crime. He said reported cases of cybercrime were up 72% last year compared to 2019 and 352% compared to 2015. Almost 90% of cybercrimes reported last year involved online fraud schemes, the minister said. On Tuesday, the Defence Minister approved the creation of a new military cyber operations training school to further reinforce national security online. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.